like you ain't never had a man before.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Uncle Phil's podcast. I'm a little heated right when now. Phil, I'm your host, Uncle his Phil, podcast, and baby, with me tonight, I am you know Bill Brownski, another really big Met fan, but we are not happy people right now. I'll be ball.
Not at all.
Not at all. Not at all. This is insane. We have allowed the best players, the fan favorite, to get away from us. For what reason? For what reason could this be? He wants smaller contracts. He wants control. He wants the ability to maneuver if need be. But what has he done? We've lost 60 home runs, 200 RBIs, and the best closer in baseball.
Listen, I got no problem with trading Nimmo. I got no problem. We got a guy back for him. I got no problem getting rid of Nimmo. I'm tired of looking at that guy skipping around like Peter Pan, afraid to steal bases, strike. I'm tired of him. But you got the heart and soul of the team, Alonso, a born Met. He's from original Met, 7 years, has a home run record. Can we ever keep one guy for his entire career besides Ed Cranepool? I mean, is it too much? Yeah, and David Wright, who was hurt the second half. But I mean, can we ever have one superstar stay with Strawberry left? We had to trade Seva. We can't keep one guy, and he doesn't understand that the fans want this guy. Now listen, you got rid of Diaz, you got Devin Williams, but why wouldn't you sign Suarez? I wasn't so pissed off until they let that guy go for $45 million. And you know what? He don't even mind setting up for Iglesias. He's going to pitch the eighth inning. He could have been our setup guy. And then you would have said, all right, we counted the Diaz not coming back because we got Suarez. And now I'm looking at, they want to replace Alonso with a Goldschmidt-McNeil platoon? Are they kidding me? Is this serious?
Here's the deal. I'm at the point where I say, let's just go with the young kids. We'll trade Lindor. We'll trade Soto if we can. I don't know. That contract is an albatross around our neck. It's horrible. I know you like the signing, but it's a horrible signing.
It ain't a horrible signing because the guy's got $21 billion. The guy who owns the Dodgers only got $7 billion.
It doesn't matter. There's going to be a lockout next year. He doesn't want to. He lost $350 million last year. Paul, no businessman wants to lose that kind of money. No one.
Hey, listen, that's like you losing $1,000 in the Super Bowl pool. That's what that's
did I like
equivalent.
It? I didn't like
no,
it.
No, nobody liked it, but I'm not changing my whole life because of it. I mean, this guy goes on the air, on television, on the radio, on WFAN, Cohen, and says, hey, I did my part. I got the players, I got Soto, I did this. Show up at the ballpark. We showed up at the ballpark, and you know, we got a choke. We got a choke team again, another team that choked, which is why I understand a little bit you want to break up the core, but don't break up the core that's actually helping you, not the two best players. You want to break up the core. All right, get rid of McNeil. Get rid of Peterson. Get rid of Nimmo, like you did, you know? You don't get rid of the two guys that are actually helping you.
Paul, let me ask you a question. You hate Nimmo, right? He had 26 home runs, and he had 92 RBIs.
Yeah, 30 of them against the Nationals.
It don't matter. There's still no RBIs. Listen, who's going to drive them in now?
Listen, that guy comes up in the ninth inning against a closer. He strikes out on
3-5. I'm going to guarantee you something. They are not going to get Tucker. I'm going to guarantee that to you.
Well, listen, they didn't get Suarez. And I said to myself, hey, if we get Suarez, the guy had 40 saves last year. You know,
he's 35 years old, and I don't think he wanted to go 3 years on a 35-year-old pitcher. I get it.
Yeah, this guy don't want to go 3 years on anybody, but he gave Soto 15 years.
Exactly.
I don't understand.
Exactly. And his hands are strung now because that was not a David Stearns move, by the way.
Listen,
that was a Cohen move.
Even the Wilpons were smart enough to know that David Wright, at the end of his career, they had to keep him a lifelong Met. They had to keep him. They were even smart enough to know what the fan base likes. And how could Cohen say he's a Met fan? I stuck up for Cohen for 3 years arguing with you. I always stuck up for this guy. But I don't think the guy's truthful. Because If I own the Mets, I'm not letting Alonso go. I mean, how could you say you're a Mets fan and you let him go?
It's mind-boggling to me. Now, listen, you say he's got all this money, right? Yada, whatever.
He's got more money than any owner.
Okay.
He's
got, how do we lose Diaz for $1 million a year?
Because you know why? Because Stearns, the Harvard graduate, thinks that he's smarter than anybody in the room. And he's like, yeah, you know what? Let him get an offer, and then he'll come back to me. I'll counter it. That's what you do in Milwaukee. You don't do that in New York. When you want a guy and you're a big-time team, you say, here's a contract. We'll give you $70 million for 3 years, and that's it. We want you. We need you. You know, if anybody offers you more, make sure you come back before you sign. We'll match it. You start with the top order. You don't let somebody else dictate
well,
it.
They did.
He'll be back.
No, but Paul, they did. They gave him a good contract offer. It was the highest ever for a relief pitcher is what they gave him.
They gave him $66 million. And then when they made the offer for $69 million, the Mets weren't aggressive about it. They just said, there's a little wiggle room. Come back. If there's wiggle room, go more. You know, I don't get it.
To be fair, when you offer somebody the highest contract ever for a relief pitcher, that's a good offer, right? If there was a good relationship, which I didn't know
but
there was,
you know what? He didn't want to be here because I think they were being tough on the years with the he wanted 4 years or whatever, and they didn't want to do it, you know, and then the Dodgers ended up giving him more money.
I think also firing Hefner. I think the pitchers love Hefner.
Yeah.
I mean, the pitchers collapsed last year. I get it.
Hey, listen, his brother's over there. The Diaz thing, I could deal with. You know, I could deal with Diaz. He's a closer. You could grab somebody.
Not as good as Diaz.
Why did they let Suarez go? Why? You know?
Well, they let Suarez go. Because, who, the Mets?
I told you, he's
35 years old. He did not want to go 3 years with a 35-year-old pitcher.
He cannot go into the season with Devin Williams as the closer without a backup. He can't do it.
Our team's going to suck because I was looking at what's available and the outfield, there's really nobody available. They're not going
to
sign
Tucker.
Yeah,
he's trying to get the best guy available. You know the best guy available besides Tucker and Bellinger is? It's the guy that was on the team who's on the Phillies. What's Beta? Harrison Beta.
Yeah. We had him already. He sucked.
Yeah. And he's a B-level guy. He's a guy, you know, he gets some clutch hits and stuff. He's a nice player, but he's not replacing Nimmo. You know?
Well, that was my point with you the whole time.
Yeah. Listen, they got it. I have no problem if they're going to retool, but don't bring back bargain basement shit. Because the Mets sent me an email yesterday.
We just lost Tyler Rogers, too, now. He just went to the Blue Jays.
That's the sidearm, right?
Yep. We got nobody. We got nobody, Paul.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, let's just go with the young kids. Get rid of Lindor. I know the Padres want Lindor. I don't know if we can make it work, but salary wise, they want to give us Bogaerts. That guy's got a worse contract than Soto.
Yeah,
because he's not that good.
I just don't like. Listen, when I was a kid, I was 13, 14 years old when they traded Seva and Kingman. I had two players I liked on the team. I woke up in the morning; they were both gone. The Midnight Massacre, but that was a trade, you know. This year, there were free agents. You could have kept them. You know what I mean? Like this is almost as bad as that. And the only reason this isn't as bad is because back then I was a kid. The Mets sucked. We only had two good players, and they got rid of both of them. And then they got rid of Staub. They kept him, and then they traded him for Mickey Lolich, right? Then we let Beltran leave. We let Strawberry leave, right? How much can a Mets fan take? How much can we take? We let Lenny Dykstra leave, and we replaced him with Juan Samuel in center field. Ray Knight wins the MVP in the World Series. We let him walk the next year. It's crazy. Like we never, ever, ever keep our players.
I'm with you here, Paul. I'm with you here. The Ray Knight thing. It's one of my favorite players of the '86 team. But Howard Johnson came up, and Howard Johnson was phenomenal.
He was, but I mean, you could have made way, done something. You could at least done something. I mean, Howard Johnson was on the rise, but you know, they just let everybody go. You know, You know, Howie Johnson ended up playing shortstop, you know, because we couldn't find it. We couldn't find people. It's just ridiculous, man, the way this team is run. You know, the way it's run. That's what they did with Staub. Mike Vail had a 22-game hitting streak. Oh, we don't need Staub anymore. We got this hot shot rookie. He's gone. You know, it's just, they just
Well, you
can't.
Do know, but wait, Paul, Mickey Lowich did not have a bad year.
He sucked. He was big, fat, tub of shit. Yeah,
but he didn't
sucked.
Have a bad year. If you're looking at his numbers, sucked. He didn't have a bad year. The problem was they couldn't score runs.
Yeah, listen, the guy was terrible. Staub was a great player. Staub went to Detroit, had 100 RBIs, two back-to-back seasons. He was the first DH to ever get 100 RBIs. He made two All-Star teams over there.
Well, I just pulled it up. Hold on. Let me just see this here. With the Mets, Mickey Lowich was, 8-13, not good, but he was 3.22 ERA. In 192 innings, he had
that's really 3.5 hot dogs he ate during a game.
I'm saying that's not terrible, right? It wasn't that they just couldn't score runs. That was the problem.
But listen, man, the history of this team is we've got. I'll name the guys that have played with the Mets and only the Mets: Ed Cranepool, Ron Hodges, and David Wright. Our entire career.
Yeah.
Our entire existence. Three players that have spent their whole career. How about we let Reyes leave? Right?
Well, that was Wilpon did not want to spend money for both Wright and Reyes, and Reyes kept getting hurt, right, every other year or whatever.
This?
He kept pulling his hamstrings.
How about this? The Mets go get a Japanese shortstop, and they move Reyes to second base. The guy's one of the best shortstops in the league. Let's move him to second base and put Kaz Matsui – or whatever, I think that was his name.
Yeah, that was his name, Kazmatsu.
Let him play short. You know?
Yep, bad move.
Yeah. It's just shit move after shit move with this organization. You know? And it's like, look, if you're going to get rid of these guys, what? I keep watching. Another day goes by. Another guy gets signed. There's nobody left. What are they going to do? They're going to go north with this shit? The Mets emailed me. Some woman emailed me, hey, you want Met tickets? I says, get the fuck out of here. I ain't buying no tickets. I ain't going to any games. Tell Cohen when he puts a decent product on the field, maybe I'll go to a game. I ain't going. I ain't buying no Met shit. It's ridiculous. Well, it's just ridiculous.
I think there's an overreaction, okay? Not now, I'm saying by the Met front office and some of the Met fans, but, you know, last year was a disaster, right? A collapse. A disaster.
Listen, before, I got no problem breaking up the core, but you got to replace it. Listen, I love Todd Hundley. I love the guy. The Mets are like, well, we got to trade Todd Hundley. But we got Mike Piazza back.
We didn't get him back in that trade. But we had both of them.
We got Mike Piazza, and we had to trade Hundley. Because
they didn't have Hundley a DH back then, so there was nowhere to put him.
They tried to put Hundley in left field and everything. I knew Hundley was gone. We got Mike Piazza, and I was like, all right, Todd, you're great. I know you got to go, but we replaced you with Mike Piazza. So I didn't miss Todd Hundley. I didn't miss him at all. You know, we had Piazza. I didn't miss him. Mm-hmm. You're going to get rid of Alonso. If you would have got Schwarber, then I would have said, all right, they didn't sign Alonso, but at least we got Schwarber.
They offered Schwarber 3 years, and he got
3 years,
five.
120. Yeah.
Right? Once he got five. Right. Once you got five, I did a TikTok and said, you got to give Pete the 5 years now, right? You got to give Pete 5 years. What Schwarber got, if not more?
They never made an
a contract offer. Because why? Because he wasn't going 5 years. That's why.
Yeah, and I don't know. It's got to be Stearns. This guy, it's not Milwaukee. Your owner has money. Unless Cohen is just a liar. You know, maybe Cohen saying, hey, I spent millions and millions. I got Scherzer. I got Verland. I got all these guys, and you guys never win. So maybe I'm going to try a different angle now. But at least come out and tell us be up front with the fans.
That's what I tried to tell you. He lost $350 million. Nobody wants to lose that kind of money. So maybe he gets under the salary cap.
He thinks people are going to go to the stadium and watch this shit?
No, but that's what I said. I said, you know what? I don't care if we make the playoffs because we're going to lose to the Dodgers. We're not beating them. Our pitching was shit. We weren't going to win the playoffs.
Well, here's the thing that pisses me off with Stearns. He's like, oh, yeah, we got to change the core. We got to do run prevention. And like you said, the best way to prevent runs is to put good pitching out there every day, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So we had a good team in place last year. And I see Fried get signed with the Yankees. I see Corbin Burns get signed. I see all these starters coming and going. Who does he grab? Frankie Montas. And everybody's like, is this guy insane? This is what he's getting? And then all these bottom of the barrel guys, maybe this guy will be good in a couple of years. Or maybe he'll talk to Hefner and we can retool him and put him in the pitching lab. All of these bargain basement guys. If he would have put together a decent pitching staff last year, we would have made the playoffs.
I agree.
And his moves at the All-Star break were horrible.
Let's be fair.
Getting
Hensley, I thought that was a great move. Right, the Tyler Rogers move. I thought we gave up a little bit too much for him, but he pitched fine for us.
Yeah, but he's gone now, and we gave up three minor leagues.
But that's what we got. We got guys on the last year of their contract.
Yeah. Right? And how did Cedric Mullins do? He was the best center fielder out there that you could have got at the deadline. Cedric Mullins.
Well,
the guy was just as bad as Taylor.
He was worse.
Yeah, it's crazy. You know. How about the year? Was he the GM when he got Vogel back? Was that him too?
I don't know.
Oh, let's get Vogel back. Let's get a 400-pound guy, and put him behind the plate. He hits a home run like once a week. Let's get that guy. I watch the Braves, the Phillies get all these great players I gotta watch the Mets get Vogel back. Cedric Mullins, right. Are we the Pirates or are we the Mets? You know, like,
but Paul, the payroll is the highest in baseball last year.
Phil,
so it's not
the
that.
Guy's got $21 billion.
But you can't say are we the Pirates when he's got the highest payroll in baseball.
But he's spending, like, he's getting players that the Pirates would get. That's my point.
Because how high do you want him to go? The problem was the Soto deal was way too much money for that player. Way too much.
Go look. He said when he took over the Mets, Cohen said, I want to be the Dodgers of the East. I want to be just like the Dodgers. I want to be the Dodgers of the East.
Well, hold on.
You see, Skubal is available, right?
Yeah, the Mets are not going to make a deal. Why would you trade your whole farm team for a guy that's a free agent at the end of the year? Does that make any sense?
Because if you read it, the Dodgers aren't going to make the deal unless he does a contract extension.
Mm-hmm. I'm talking about the Mets.
Well, the Mets could do the same shit. Tell them, trade them and say, listen, we want you. We're going to give up half our farm system for you, but we want you to sign a 5-year contract.
I think you're better off trading for Freddie Peralta and McGill.
And when is this going to happen? When are we going to do something? I need to see something get done.
No, but I'm saying that I think that's a better deal than Skubal.
Listen, there's been teams that have gutted before. The Marlins gutted their whole team, and I think 3 years later they were in the World Series. Mm-hmm. You know, it could. I understand some of it, but to me, not signing Alonso and you could have kept one of the two. You shouldn't have lost both of those guys, not both of them. You know. And I would have gone with the everyday player. You could replace the closer. I would have kept Alonso. And just like Stearns is just a ruthless guy. It's all business to him. He don't care about fan favorites. He don't care about anything but looking good. And it's just he's just all business, and he don't care.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you got to think about the fan base, you know, and how much this guy – not only is he a good player – but the guy donates to the cops, tunnels the tower. He's always donating money. He's a model.
You have to reward him for what he did.
Yeah. I mean, you know what? Maybe the fifth year of his contract, he's going to suck. But who cares? Look what the Yankees did with Judge. Did the Yankees say, well, listen, Aaron, we haven't won since 2009, so we can win with you or we can win without you. You know? Yeah, go ahead. Go to Boston. the Yankees did what they had to do, and they signed the guy. You know, he's gonna be a Yankee. Jeter stayed a Yankee. All these guys stayed Yankees their whole career. Bernie Williams, you know, Posada, all these guys. We got nobody. Nobody stays. It's ridiculous.
All right. Here's a couple ideas I got to turn this team around. And again, I'm okay with if we trade other guys. I don't think nobody will take them. If somebody took Lindor and somebody took Soto, I would be okay with going with the young guys.
Let me ask you, retooling. Why does everybody? Soto is a top four player in the game. Why does everybody hate this guy?
I hate the money we gave him and the contract. It's ridiculous.
Look at the season he put up, man. It ain't his problem. Look what they gave Ohtani. They gave the same contract. I mean, the guy's great.
Ohtani pitches, though. He doesn't
listen,
pitch.
Soto had an off year, and he finished third in the MVP voting. He finished third.
I'm not saying he's a bad player. I'm not saying he's a bad player. He wasn't worth the money we gave him.
Yes, he was. He's worth every penny and more. Why do you think Alonso knocked in 126 runs? Because Soto scored 120 runs. Because Soto was on base every time Alonso got up. If Soto didn't walk or he get a hit. The guy is a phenomenal player. And everybody, even these asshole fans are blaming Soto for the clubhouse. They blame Soto for everything. The guy did nothing. This guy stole almost 40 bases. They said, oh, his running game sucks. His running game sucks. He went to the coach and said, listen, teach me how to be a better base runner. Make me a better base runner. And you know what? The guy stole 38 bases. You know? Fucking Nimmo steals 10 bases a year, and the guy does a 4.340. And he can't steal. And you ask him, he says, I'm afraid. I'm afraid to get thrown out. Listen, let me tell you something. Lenny Dykstra, he was a crazy bastard. But you know what? I take Dykstra over Nimmo any day because, Nimmo's a nice guy. He's a gentleman. You know what? I'd rather have an asshole that could steal 40 bases, hit 40 homers, and win me games than a nice guy that skips around in the outfield like Peter Pan and throws the ball like a high school player. I got no problem getting rid of Nimmo. He's overrated. His RBIs are overrated. The guy strikes out too much. I'm tired of everybody worrying about
Nimmo.
How do
you criticize a guy who's striking out too much when you love Kingman?
He was a home run hitter. The guy hit 40 homers a year. He struck out less than Nimmo, and he had no protection in the lineup. He had Bruce Beauclair hitting behind him. Kingman said the first fastball he saw was July when he played for the Mets. And you can ask George Foster, too. The first year George Foster played, he said, I never, ever got a fastball. That's why he hit 13 homers. He had no protection. The next year when the Mets got Kingman, Kingman hit behind Foster. Foster hit 28 homers. And he said, thank God for Kingman. So I finally got to see some fastballs.
Yeah.
If you put Kingman on the Philadelphia Phillies when Mike Schmidt was playing and you have Greg Luzinski hitting behind him, I guarantee he hits 260 like Schmidt did. You put Schmidt on the Mets in the 70s, he's going to strike out 200 times a year and bat 232 because they're not going to pitch to you. He's in these shit lineups. When he went to Oakland, he hit 260. He went to Chicago, he hit 280.
Yeah, but he also had bad years there, too. But I don't want to get into Kingman.
Not in Chicago, he didn't.
No, in Chicago, he was good.
And he didn't have a bad year in Oakland, either. He had three consecutive years with 30 homers and 100 RBIs.
Is that where he was before he retired?
That's the last year. He had the record for the most homers in the last year until Big Poppy broke it. You know, yeah. And I don't sluggers strike out. Nimmo is supposed to be an on-base guy.
Yeah, no, he changed his game.
Strike out like that.
He changed his game, though. He went to become a home. He hit 26 home runs because
he changed his
game.
He's going to suck in Texas. Trust me. You'll see.
Well, here's the deal. I didn't have a problem trading Nimmo either. I didn't like the return. The return to me wasn't worth it.
They don't have to pay that big contract. They've saved so much money.
He's making a lot of money, this guy.
Yeah, but only for two more years. Nimmo's contract was 7-year contract. Nimmo's got like 4 years left.
Right.
So this guy's only got 2 years left.
All right, here's
so
the guy.
He's making a lot of money.
Here's the guy I want. You ready?
Go ahead.
Emiya or something like that. He's the Japanese guy, pitcher.
Yeah, yes.
He said, I don't want to be on the Dodgers. I want to beat the Dodgers.
Right.
I want him.
I like that, too. But we ain't going to get him. He'll go to San Francisco or something. You know, they don't want to come to the East Coast.
I don't know. We'll see what happens. You got, he's got money. He's got plenty of money now because we lost two big contracts. You got to bring this guy in, right?
You know who could be a sleeper for the Mets is Senga. You know,
yeah. I mean, they want to trade him too.
The 1 year we had him, he was really good until he got hurt last year.
Right.
And then, if he could find it, he could be a good number three. But, I mean, what's our pitching rotation right now? What are we going to do?
Oh, no, we got – there's still – listen, they're going to make turns. Like I said, I would like to trade for Freddie Peralta and the relief pitcher McGill because they got another guy to take over as the closer in Milwaukee, right? I would say, you know what? First base, Yandy Diaz from Tampa Bay.
Yeah, what about the guy from the Cardinals? The first base, the guy from the Cardinals.
He plays the catcher. First base.
No, he plays the outfield and first, too. I can't think of his name right now.
I don't know that guy because the guy they were talking about is Wilson Contreras.
Who that the guy, catcher. Wilson Contreras. Yeah,
he's I don't think he plays the outfield.
He's a 20 home run, 80 RBI, 260 hitter type guy. Decent glove, but he's not replacing Alonso,
nobody is. Nobody's going to replace Alonso, but you got to do increments now.
Schwarber could have. If you would have had Schwarber at DH, then you wouldn't got
to go. They spending the 5 years. If he was going to go 5 years, he would have kept Alonso.
If they signed Goldschmidt and they platoon Goldschmidt and McNeil, I don't know if I could watch a game.
Well.
I don't know if I feel like I'm back in 1976 again, remember then we finally get Lee Mazzilli. We get this all-star center fielder, we had nobody. He comes up and Joe Torre makes him a first baseman.
He had no arm.
Yeah. So a lot, neither did Mickey Rivers. He didn't play first base. I mean,
Mickey Rivers.
Nimmo has no arm. It's just they're always doing some stupid stuff. It's just I don't know. It's not easy being a Mets fan. No. I try to tell people.
No, and there's another Japanese guy that's supposedly a big power hitter, but he strikes out a lot in Japan. I can't imagine what would happen here.
Yeah, listen, man, we haven't had luck with Japanese players.
Well, we always get the bad ones.
Yeah, that's true. It is. This guy Singer was okay, but
who's the outfielder that we got? When they got Hideki Matsui, who do we get?
Hideki Arabu? No, that was the Yankee. It was a pitcher. I don't know.
I forgot his name now.
Yeah, well, he couldn't have been that good.
No, he wasn't that good. That was the point.
Yeah. If I can't even think of his name, right? I don't know what they're gonna do. But look, I wanted to answer your question. How do you feel about Kent finally getting into the Hall of Fame?
Jeff Kent was a great hitter. I think the Mets gave up on him because of his attitude. He was kind of an asshole.
Well, that's what took him so long to get in.
Yeah.
That's what I think. But, I get a lot of people I see all over the place crying that Kent got in and Lou Whitaker didn't get in. And I look at the offensive stats. And he dwarfs him. I mean, he just totally destroys him.
Yeah.
I mean, the only guy that you could say is better offensive player than Kent is Roger Hornsby. And he's got more homers than Hornsby, more 100 RBI seasons. You know, Kent had 8 100 RBI seasons.
No, Jeff Kent was my friend Joey Demonio. You know Joey, right?
So yeah, Joe. I text Joe and I congratulate him because he's been lobbying for him for years.
For years, the man. Yes. When the Mets traded him, he goes, "This is a mistake. Mark my words."
Yeah. No, he was right.
I got to hand it to him on that one.
No, he always listen. I liked Kent too, but I never thought he'd be that good. I didn't thought he'd be as good as he turned out to be. But I just, these people, Lou Whitaker, he's a gold glove. The guy won 2 gold gloves. He's a good second baseman. But he's going to fall short because his numbers ain't there. Kent's numbers blew away Sandberg. Kent's numbers are even better than Joe Morgan. And I'm not saying Kent's a better all-around player because Joe Morgan – was putting up those numbers and he was stealing 60 bases and playing gold glove second base. Mm-hmm. Joe Morgan, in my opinion, I never saw Hornsby play, but I think Joe Morgan's the best second baseman I ever seen in my life. But offensively, Kent beat out Morgan. He's got better numbers than Morgan offensively too. You know, except Morgan's got two MVPs. But, and you know, Morgan's war is going to be way higher because of the stolen bases and because of the glove, you know. But I thought it was a good selection. And I'm asking you, what do you think about Lou Whitaker?
Lou Whitaker was a great player.
You think he's a Hall of Famer?
He was. You know what? He's borderline Hall of Famer. Paul, he had great seasons, and him and Trammell were a great double play combination. And they won a World Series with them.
Well, you see, the thing is, because of who's the guy, all glove and no bat, he hit the home run, Bill Mazeroski guy, right? That guy, because he's in the Hall of Fame. Now, every second baseman that's a good glove and can't hit, they want to put him in the Hall of Fame because of that guy. Because that guy's got bad. You look at his offensive numbers aren't good at all.
Right.
You know, but, you know, I mean, you know, that's what everybody compares him. Oh, if he's in, Whitaker should be in. I don't think Whitaker's good enough to go in, you know, and I think Kent's a lot better.
Well, Kent, listen, Jeff Kent had Barry Bonds in the lineup.
But he hit behind Bonds.
I understand, but he had Bonds in the lineup. There were men on base all the time in that team.
Yep.
You know, that helped him.
Look at the Yankee guys that are in the Hall of Fame. They won five World Series in a row. The whole team was stacked. I mean, you know, a lot of Hall of Famers are on good teams.
But think about the Yankees. Think about the Yankees. Bernie Williams is not going to make the Hall of Fame.
Well, Bernie Williams, I think, should. I don't think Posada should, but I think Bernie Williams should. Pettit is close, but he got the steroid issue, you know. You know, so people, because, you know, that he took the steroids for his injured elbow at that time or whatever.
Yeah, so he won't maybe get in either.
What?
He won't get in.
No, he won't. I think Williams should get in. If you look, you know, Williams hitting 330 every year, you know. The guy was a great player, you know. I think he should get in. I think Keith and Andes should get in. I think Mattingly should get in, you know?
Yeah. Mattingly, so the deal is, you know, people say, well, Mattingly, his numbers dropped off. He wasn't that good. It was like a five-year period, yada, yada, yada. You know what? Sandy Koufax was the same thing.
No, I know. We discussed this, and yeah. I agree with you 100%. Five-year stretch, you know.
I got one question for you, since you brought up like a question. Who do you think leads the Mets in the history of the Mets on OPS?
Who leads the Mets in OPS?
Yes. Who's the highest ever in OPS for the Mets?
Korea?
Yeah.
How many years did he have to play for the Mets?
The question didn't have an answer like that.
I would say John Olerud.
I believe you're correct.
Yeah, because I know he only played a few years, but Olerud was a beast, man. What, he played 3 years for us?
Well, I know he hit 3-something, right? 370 or something like that.
I think he hit 350 or 360. Right? Or one.
And then 298 the next year. My friend asked me this question before, and my first answer was Piazza. My second answer, Piazza was number five. My second answer was Alfonso, and he wasn't in the top five. And then I said Olerud is my third answer.
What about Hernandez? He's not up there?
I don't think he would be.
No.
You know, I don't think he would be. Power, see, that's the problem with Keith. Yeah. When he came to us, we won a World Series with him. He was a phenomenal player for us for 2 or 3 years. And then he dropped off the face of the earth.
Yeah. Well, he had more years good than Carter did. Carter really only had two good years. Yeah. That was it. You know. Because everybody wanted, we got to retire Carter's number. Carter was great, but you know, he really played two good years, you know, and that was it.
Well, then he kept getting hurt.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't want to be like the Yankees. I don't want to retire every number, you know.
Right.
You got to save some of them, man. I think guys got to have five solid years at least, you know.
Yeah.
you got definitely.
Paul, I mean, I'm interested to see what happens. We still do have time.
We got time, but like you said, Rodgers is gone now. Mm-hmm. Suarez is gone. You know, tomorrow I might open the paper. Tucker's gone. Who's left?
They're not going to. There's no chance in the world they're going to go for Tucker. There's none. Why,
that's what I'm saying. Like, this is the old Mets. Like, whenever a big player got available, we're like, ah, we ain't going to get him. We got no chance. You know, we were like a small market team. Why can't we get Tucker?
The length of the contract.
But you know what? You just fucking, you gutted your whole team. You got to do something.
Oh, I found the Japanese guy, Shinzo.
Oh, I remember that guy. Yeah. Yeah.
No, they're not going to get Tucker. I could tell you, they're not. And by the way, I understand he was hurt. He still had 500 bats, but he played hurt last year. But Tucker's numbers were not as good as Nimmo's last year.
Oh, God. Yeah, but Tucker steals bases, and he plays good defense. And he's
no, he doesn't. He's not a good defender. They don't. They said that. I'm listening to all their things. They said he's not a good defender. So,
he's better than Nimmo. Kingman was a better left fielder than Nimmo.
I'm just saying, we had a guy. We didn't have to trade that guy for a guy we didn't need. We have infielders. We didn't need
Maybe Nimmo was better outfield. He was probably better left fielder than Todd Hundley. I'll give him that.
Yeah. Paul, yeah. But thing, if you were to trade him for a pitcher, like let's say we got DeGrom back, I would have been all for the trade.
Yeah.
Like we need a pitcher. We didn't need a second baseman.
Listen, you need the Mets need a lot. Otherwise, they're going to have a hard time finishing ahead of the Nationals. I mean, the Marlins are better than the Mets right now.
I agree. Now, they're looking to trade two of their pitchers, right?
Yep.
Alcantara and Cabrera.
They got no shot. The Mets got no shot. Why don't they get Alcantara? You know, he came off of Tommy John surgery. The second half of the year, he pitched better. I guarantee he's going to pitch great this year. I guarantee.
Oh, he will. I think he's very good. If I was the Mets, I'd be looking to try and move something there. But it's very difficult inside the division. Although the Marlins don't care. You know, the Marlins will make that trade.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, Paul, I appreciate you on a late Friday night coming out here. I think I let you talk, and I know you and Squid like to make fun of me.
And I'm sorry. I'm so angry, but I just I've never seen anything like this. And I try to be positive. I try to be positive with this guy Cohen, and I really think he bamboozles us, man. I don't know. I just I don't know what's going on. I can't. I won't make judgment 100% until they go north with a team. But I got to see some big moves for me to put any kind of faith in this guy Stearns and Cohen.
Yep. We'll see how it goes.
Listen, man, I want to be like the Dodgers. That's what I want to be. I want to get every good player available, pay them, give them an extra contract. A lot of guys are overpaid at the end of the contract. Shit happens. But you know what? If you win a World Series, who cares if you're paying, you know, Albert Pujols, $50 million a year to bat .220 in his last year. So what? You know, all the fans that guy puts in the seats for you when he was raking, mm-hmm. you can eat a year at a contract, maybe two. You think Judge at the end of his contract is going to be a beast? You know, he's going to be like 40 years old.
Listen, I was all for Alonso getting the money. I wanted Diaz. I didn't want to lose Diaz. I wanted us to sign those two and then bring in two pitches, and I thought we would have been fine.
Right.
Now we got to start over. So, anyway, but thanks again. Thanks a lot again, Paul.
No problem.
All right. We'll talk again. All right. Let's hope we have some better times in the future.
No. Hopefully, next time we talk, we'll be talking about the great players the Mets got.
All right. You got it. Thanks.
All right. Thank you. Bye. Act like you.